Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. Have you ever walked into a room and at that moment it seemed like all eyes were on you? I can remember those awkward times in college when someone would walk into class late and they would have to make that walk of shame to their seat. I mean, everyone was secretly asking, oh, I wonder why they're late. Well, you know, of course, there were a few times when I was that someone, but it's a really strange moment. But when all eyes are on you like that, you know that people are measuring you. They're questioning you. They are most likely judging you. I definitely think you should get to class and work or whatever on time, but don't you hate that feeling of being judged? In our culture, it's weird. We've moved from a place of civility and grace to anger and impatience. And if you look back to a time when baby boomers were coming up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, there at least seemed to be more concern for the person to your right and to your left. But these days, people are exponentially more self-centered and agitated. They aren't happy with their lives as they could be, and when they see others that are happy, they hate. They grumble. They judge people. What this has really created is a world of rulers, of measuring sticks, whereby people are constantly being measured and measuring. This has really had an especially devastating impact on the emerging generations. They question everything. I mean, everything in their life they question because everything they do is questioned. They are people who are walking among measuring sticks. They go into class and they're measured. They go to the mall and they're measured. They go home and they're measured. They go to hang with their friends and they're measured. We are experiencing generations of young people that are living their lives walking among a forest of rulers, measured at every turn. And it's had devastating effects. Now, when I was young, I mean, I was under the spotlight. I always felt like I had to live in a glass house. I always felt like eyes were on me. I mean, I was a leader and people had expectations of me. And you may be sitting there thinking that young people's experiences aren't really any different from yours when you grew up. And to an extent, you're right. They may not be necessarily just vastly different, but the truth is that the experiences are amplified. They're intensified. If we did something wrong growing up, maybe a few friends knew about it, but now it's plastered across the internet on social media. We were advertised to in the 80s and 90s, but it's nothing like it is today. The truth is we're living in this world where we are all constantly being measured and told how we should be measuring up. I mean, it's no wonder the world has moved from grace to frustration. Last week at our Covenant student service, Danny Covillo, in his message on understanding what Jesus thinks about you, made this statement, "Your only measurement is in Christ Jesus." Now, I think this is a profound statement, especially in our current culture, and one that represents the fact that Danny understands exactly what I'm talking about here. We are all measured every day, but there is only one measurement that really matters, and that is what Jesus thinks about us. And because of that, what Jesus says about us will always trump what anyone else says. We can walk around all day being measured at every step, but here's the truth, and it's awesome. Just because someone measures us doesn't mean we have to believe it. Someone may have told you that you're a loser. They measured you. You don't have to believe that. Someone may have told you at some point that you're never going to make it, that you aren't good enough, that you're ugly, or that no one likes you and they never will. These are measurements. What about you're a drain on your friends? You're going to always be alone. You aren't worth it. You're poison. These are measurements. Don't believe them. Those are all things that don't line up with what Jesus says about you. When Danny said that your only measurement is in Christ Jesus, he isn't saying that you won't have other measurements. He's saying that they don't matter next to what Jesus thinks about you, how he measures you. So when you're faced with another measurement that someone assigns to you, you have a choice. You can either allow someone's measurement of you to define you, or you can compare it to what Jesus says about you. Does all of this mean that what other people say about you doesn't matter? Well, what about parents or what about friends? No, what it means is that when someone measures you, it doesn't need to contradict what Jesus says about you. If a measurement brings shame and condemnation or it tears you down, you need to ignore it. But if a measurement encourages you or seeks to better you, and even a measurement that lovingly addresses issues that you really need to deal with, then embrace it. People measure you to highlight your problem. Jesus measures you to highlight your progress. And at the end of the day, that is why what Jesus says, what he thinks about you, is really what matters.